where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A loaded 22 caliber hunting rifle, ammunition, 5 grams of fentanyl, and several other hunting rifles were allegedly seized after a search warrant was executed by Sarnia police at a Napier Street home yesterday. Two 18-year-olds, a 70-year-old, and a 71-year-old were arrested for weapon offenses. Meanwhile, police are looking for a fifth suspect. 22-year-old Sarnia resident Dakota Brissett is wanted for weapon offenses and failure to comply with a release order. Anyone with information is being asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. A film about the township of Warwick's history from 1832 to 1952 is being premiered today. It was created by Paul Janes. The first event will be held at the Warwick Community Hall at 1:30 this afternoon, and the second will be at the East Lambton Community Complex at 7 p.m. Manager of Parks and Recreation Ryan Chamney says the events are free.
I think we're just looking forward to having it premiere in the community.
Additionally, the public will also get the chance to speak with Janes about the film. The 27th annual Great Backyard Bird Count has arrived. The Nature Conservancy of Canada is urging people to get outside for the family day-long weekend and join a global effort to help birds. The free global event has people spending a minimum of 15 minutes watching and listening for birds in their backyard or local parks and documenting the information. The effort helps track population levels and discover what is happening with bird habitats across the world. For some, it's a long weekend because Family Day is Monday. Government offices, banks, and schools will be closed, but some stores will be open with reduced hours and Canada Post will be working as normal. In sports, the Sarnia Sting have the next two nights off before facing the Sioux Greyhounds at home Monday. You can listen to the game on CHOK. In the NHL, Toronto hosts Anaheim, Detroit visits Calgary, and Montreal welcomes Washington. In the PJHL, Petrolia is in North Middlesex, Walpole Island is in Amherstburg, and Moortown hosts Dresden. Today will be mainly cloudy with a west wind and a high of -4, but feeling more like -14. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a good chance of flurries and a strong southwest wind and a low of -6, feeling more like -15. And Sunday, flurries with a strong southwest wind and a high of +1, but feeling more like -15 in the morning. I'm Lindsay Newman.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.